Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about condos. When is a condo or townhouse a good option? Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is episode number 20. And it's titled, When is a Condo or Townhouse a Good Option? Townhouse, townhome, they're both the same, right? Both the same word, kind of. It's a variation. I hear them. They're both interchanged all the time. I always say townhome. And so when I see townhouse, it sounds weird, but I wrote it down. That's me thinking on the outside, I guess. Anyway, welcome to the program. My name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent from Skyline Properties out here in the Seattle area. But if this is your first time joining, I want to let you know that even though you're not in Seattle, maybe if you're not in the Seattle area, this still is a perfect program for you to listen to, because this show is all about empowering and educating home buyers all across the nation. And we have listeners in almost every state of the United States and even in other countries. I don't know why people in Italy or Ireland are listening to this podcast, but they are. And it's absolutely fabulous. And welcome. Or as they say in your country, welcome. Anyway, if you're not from Seattle, you know, here's the thing is a lot of buying a house is buying a house. So we might use it some different terms. Couple things possibly could happen in a different order. There's some extra things you get in other states, little presents, I guess. But otherwise, it's mostly the same. I encourage you to be working with a real estate professional, a real estate agent, or a realtor, whichever, in whatever state you're working in, right? And or whatever city, work with them, and they'll guide you through that things are different. Differences, but this podcast is perfect if you're not ready for that step yet. You don't want to be hounded by the real estate agent all the time yet about going out and showings. This is to get your feet wet and learn about the home buying process. In fact, if you are just found this podcast and you're wondering about the step-by-step process, the first 10 episodes are that. Go back onto the website, yourbuyingahome.com. Or on iTunes, they should all be there still. And just listen to the first 10. It's a step-by-step process, pretty much everything you need to know about buying a home. It's where I tell my buyers to go now, like if they have a question about earnest money, I say, oh, go check out episode number, that's probably 4. I don't know. But go check out that episode. And I speak a whole episode dedicated to that one specific topic. And from there on out, we just hit different things that pop up in this buying process as I'm dealing with clients and future clients, questions they have. And also if you're like, well, I love, you know, I want this step by step, but I'd love to read this. I have a PDF that I can send you, sort of an ebook. It's the ultimate guide for buying a home. And it's also, I'm changing the name of it right now. It's going to be called the You're Buying a Home guidebook. Fancy new cover coming, but if you ask for it today, you're gonna get the old one anyway. Email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com and I will email that ebook out to you. The only thing I ask is if you can let me know where you're from. I'm trying to keep track of what cities and states people are asking for the guidebook from, and so if that's the one question I'll have for you, if you could tell me where you're from when you request the book. So Silas, S-I-L-A-S, at silasgetsreal.com. That's how you request the guidebook. And if you are in another state and you're looking for a real estate agent, I actually have a network of people that I can connect you with. Whichever city you're in, I can usually get one in my sort of network that I've created of real estate agents. I can find someone who I think is not just a good agent, but also a good person, ideally. And there you go. Then you're connected with them and they go shopping. So it's kind of like a way for me to also eliminate agents that aren't as good, so you don't have to even bother interview them, right? So taking it one step. But yeah, and then the last thing I'm going to ask for on this program, for you, if you can take a minute to go and rate this program on iTunes, if you've been listening and you've been enjoying it, that just helps other people find out about the podcast a lot and listen to it, and that is a win-win for everybody. I've gotten some great feedback. I'm going to start reading when I get new reviews. I want to start reading them on here, and I got one that I just loved today. Was actually given on 2/20/2020 from Lazy Audrey. Adri? ADRI? I don't know. A 5-star review. Love that. Love that. Great. And so if you give me a review, a 5-star review, and leave some comments, I might read it on the program here. Yeah, how exciting. Your review could be heard by thousands of people. So here it is. As it said, digestible and informative. I enjoy the conversational style of the podcast and find it easy to understand all of the content covered. It's a great resource for first-time home buyers like me who want to get some questions answered. Thanks, Silas. You know, short and sweet and very simple, and I really appreciate that. So thank you, Lazy Adri. Appreciate that very much. So, go do that. Go to Apple Podcast and leave a review for this, and hit subscribe, too, while you're there. Hit subscribe or subscribe on whichever podcast platform you use. So now on to the topic. When is a condo or townhouse a good option? I know. Okay, here's the thing. I know a lot of people, when I first start shopping with them, they're like, I have this much money and I want a house. I want 3 bedrooms. I'm never going to leave this house. We're going to have babies here and we're going to happen to have a dog and some farm animals. And I want a huge yard. We're going to grow cabbage. Everything. We want this great yard. But the amount that they have is not quite enough for the level of house they want. And yes, you could spend some time just sitting and saving for that house. You could try that, and you could hope interest rates don't go up. You could hope that house prices don't go up. But it's kind of hard. And so if you're an average person, I am an average person, and certainly was an average person. And I think just the way life is, sometimes you can't get into that big home the first time, right? So not to lower your expectations, but think about other things that will make you happy. If you're already living in an apartment, why would owning one be such a bad idea? And actually, remember, condos and apartments are different. Condos, they build the walls so that they know they're going to sell these, right? So people don't want to pay and have to hear their neighbors all the time. Walls in condos are usually a lot thicker than walls in apartments. Sometimes you can be in a condo and have no idea that you have neighbors, you know? But the point is, usually condos offer a cheaper alternative to get into a home. Yes, they have HOA dues. Yes, I know that everyone hates HOA dues. We have a whole episode dedicated to the hatred of HOA dues, right? But even with HOA dues, sometimes it's cheaper for you to get into a condo or a townhome. And from there, instead of, you know, if you're at an apartment and you're just paying the money, it's just going away. But if you own it, it's sort of like part of your rent is going toward building some equity. And then in 5 years, say, you might be, you know, the prices goes up on the condo, you might be able to sell it and you might be able to get a little bit of money that you can actually use as a down payment on the home of your dreams, or that family home that you want to get, the home with the extra bedroom and the garage. You can, you know, it's a great way to build in some savings to a degree. You know, that's one reason. That is one reason why a condo or a townhome is a good option. Another reason, maintenance. You need to decide whether maintenance is something you want to do. You know, not that there's no maintenance in a condo. Usually, the insides you have to take care of yourself, right? But you know, you don't have to do the roof yourself. You don't need to, if there's a leak in the downspout, you get to call somebody to go fix it. The garbage and water are usually included in the price. The grounds are being taken care of. They're, you know, like, I have to mow my lawn. I have to, there's some paint peeling that I got to take care of in the back out of my house. There's all these little things that I have to deal with. There's a constant as a homeowner, little things you want to take care of, unless you buy a new home. And you know what? Even if you buy a new home, there's always little things you want to do. But it definitely, it does appeal to a low maintenance lifestyle. So one, either you've lived in a home before and you want to downsize, right? You're just at a point like, I don't want to do the work anymore. Or your life is hectic. You don't want to have to think about doing other things. Or it's not also a bad way for the new buyer to get their feet wet in maintenance and what you do. You know, like, oh, I'm going to change a pipe in here. I'm going to do a little thing in this room. It's a way just to start establishing and knowing how to do things, right? Pets. Now, this is a downside. Here's some downside. Condo or townhouse, are they a good option? If the reason you're buying a house is so you can have a giant dog, then you need to get a house. A lot of condos, some have no pet restrictions at all. A lot of them, though, have, say, no cats. Or if they say dogs, they allow up to 35 pounds, sometimes up to 50 pounds. Are they going to weigh the dog? Depends. It depends on your board, depends on your neighbors, depends if they think it's weighs too much and they're like, you're going to need to prove that, dude, or we're going to start fining you. So it's always a risk if you're bringing a dog in to a condo that has a limit and you want a big dog and they have a small dog limit. I've been surprised how many people I've met that want to buy a home because they simply want a pet. I had no idea that's what would keep them. I had pets when I was younger, but my lifestyle's been so busy. I haven't had time for pets. I just have several children now instead. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, it's amazing to me. And that's an important thing to you. You may be in a situation that you need to just save it on your own because that pet, you're not going to be able to get one. Or you may not be able to bring one in. So you have to be very specific with your real estate agent that you're like, okay, I want to buy a home, but I'll only look at ones that have these pet requirements because this is the kind of dog I want or the kind of dog I have. That's a good reason. Not everywhere, but also a condo or townhome is a good option, a cheaper option to get into living in a busier area, like in Seattle, where I am. Even the neighborhoods like Ballard, the cost of a home is so high down there. But yeah, they're still high for a condo. I'm not going to lie. They're still pretty high, but a lot cheaper. It's a lot cheaper if you just want to get into a condo. If you are in a lifestyle that that's a thing, like lifestyle wise, some people, you know, you're young, you want to be out dancing and drinking and being near the city. You're like, oh, I don't want to live in a suburb. I'm too cool for that right now. That's an option that you can start building that equity and still live that lifestyle you want. It's amazing. I live in Seattle, home of the Amazon employee, not Amazonians. That's Wonder Woman. And all these people who are just not even bothering because they're like, no, I don't want to buy now because I want to live this. I want to live Seattle and experience that. And like, they live in an apartment and they make six figures. Just go buy a condo. You know, they can afford it now. And then they're going to have a bunch of money later on when they decide to, because everybody gets boring like me and moves to the suburbs eventually. Not everybody, but a lot of us do. So just while you have the means to it, before you're out trying to start your new business or whatever, just getting into something is important. If that's a goal, if you have a future goal of homeowning, just getting into something is important that you can build up, right? So, yeah. I think there's probably a lot of other reasons, but I just wanted to hit on the top reasons why a condo or a townhome is a good option. I think it always seems to come down to lifestyle. What kind of lifestyle and money. So just really think about those and don't be like, I'm not trying to convince anyone to go into a townhome that really doesn't want one, but I think you should look at your long-term goals. And I will say I've taken to some people who did not want to buy a condo or a townhome when I started showing them homes, and then it got them to go just look at one, and they were kind of pretty surprised on how nice they were, and they realized how much nicer of a place they could get for the same amount of money. And I know not everyone listening to this area is like in the same situation of housing crisis like Seattle, but your dollars go a lot further. And, you know, and depending on the condo, you know, you might be able to rent it out later. And if you're in the right areas, you know, building up some investment property early on of homes that you could rent out is a pretty good option. There's always people looking to rent. So, you know, and so even if you're the home buyer that owns something, hey, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast right now, but, you know, that's something to think about. Like, oh, maybe if I want a second property, look at a condo that you can get. It's a cheaper way to invest some money and start doing the second home thing. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's the program. It's a short one this week. So think about that lifestyle and money and what your goals are. And if you have any questions or if you have any thoughts about your case, whether it's a good option or not. And sometimes you don't want to bounce stuff off of your parents or whatever, or somebody who has financial interest in what you're doing. You can send me the question, and I'll tell you what I think about your situation. So yeah, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you. Again, if you want my ebook, email me silas@silasgetsreal.com. And of course, and if you are in the Seattle area looking to buy or sell a home, go ahead and give me a text. Text me 206-351-9230. Again, that's 206-351-9230, and we can set up an appointment, or you can shoot me an email as well. And yeah, hit subscribe, make sure that you are all set to be notified when a new episode drops. Again, my name is Saz Lindstein with Skyline Properties, and we are out. Happy home buying.